on September the 24th, 2002, and that is where Hong Kong came on with our friend Peter O. Peter, would you come on, please?
Yeah, hi, I'm Peter O. I'm a cocaine addict from England, but I've lived in Hong Kong for 50 years. I can't help, I just remember during this was going, I had this t-shirt in a cabinet here, so it's bloody better than... That's better than Batman, and that's better than bloody Superman. This is CA Hong Kong. I'm 80 years old, and I don't look it, and I don't feel it. And I came out, I was born in the middle of the Second World War. I was born in poverty, a broken home. I left school at 16. I had no aspirations. I was told, don't get above yourself, kid. Just do what you're told and work. And I never needed a drug. And I never drank because I couldn't afford booze. And so I went through my life until I got an opportunity to go to Hong Kong. And the first great decision I made in my life was to say yes. And I went to Hong Kong. And I was told when I was in Hong Kong, play your cards right and you will become a Lombard, L-O-M-B-A-R-D. Lots of money, but a right dick. And that's where I came. And my life went out of control. I was arrogant. I was greedy. I didn't think about anybody else. Everything that wealth is supposed to give you didn't give me, and I had a hole in my soul. And at the age of 52, I took my first line of cocaine. I'd never touched a drug before in my life. And that was my second major decision. And 7 years later, when I'd ruined and devastated my life, lost my money, lost my business, lost my family, I asked for help. And that was the third big decision. And somehow, this guy in the UK heard about me. He'd never met me. He'd never spoken to me. I didn't know who the hell he was. But this guy phoned me up from 6,500 miles away and said, Peter, I'm hearing things about you. Are you okay? And the moment he said that, I burst into tears. And this guy was named Steve, and he was a member of CA UK. And if there had been no CA USA, there would have been no CA UK, and there would have been no CA Hong Kong. So what I did was to go to England, try to get sober, got sober, came back to Hong Kong. And after 90 days, I was dying a death. And I met this guy at AA on the 1st of January 2002. And he encouraged me to stay at the AA meeting. Okay, freedom's coming soon. And he gave me a cup of coffee. And his name was Bill. And he's here tonight. He's one of our members all this way. And I went from there to Portland, Oregon. I decided to go to a meeting of the World Service Convention. I was 7 months sober and I came to this meeting and I was nervous. I was frightened. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was fragile and I just loved it there. And the people showed me compassion and empathy and love and I felt part of. And a woman came up to me and she said, here's a pile of paper, Peter, take it back to Hong Kong, start a meeting. And I thought, oh, my God. So I took this paper back to Hong Kong on the 24th of September 2002. We had our first ever CA meeting in the continent of Asia. And five people turned up. And pretty soon after that, only two of us turned up, me and Craig. And we sat there week after week after week with no one coming. But we would not give it up. And we used to talk to each other, do the readings, laugh at each other. And we just hung in there and we're 20 years old this year. How unbelievable is that? And people started to come to our meetings and people started to, you see, we don't have 200 at our meetings. We may have 15 people at our meetings, but we have 10 different nationalities at our meetings. And a guy came to our meetings and he went to Indonesia about 2 years later. And he started off Cocaine Anonymous Indonesia, Jakarta, and a guy came to our meeting and he went to Phuket. He went to Phuket in Thailand and he opened a CA meeting there. And then he went to Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia and he started a meeting there. And so from this germ of five people in September 2002, thus we grow. We have fellowship now. We have Truman, who started off CA China. How incredible is that? We have Ian Young, who started off CA Thailand. So what's happened is it's been incredible. Last thing I'd like to say, I had to laugh when Randy from Arizona said to me one time, when we heard there was a guy from Hong Kong coming, we expected it to be a Chinaman at Portland. And they were really upset when they saw it was a fat old Englishman and not Bruce Lee. But I love the fellowship. Thank you for listening.